at usaradio.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, here we go. We welcome you back to the big show. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean. Coming up this hour, more strategies for you, more answers to your money questions. And I have thoughtfully asked Professor Rick Plum to join me. He's here, as always, from Lucia Capital Group, ready to talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind, your most challenging money issues, all that stuff. Emails, phone calls just ahead. In fact, we're going to get to the phone calls right away because we do have some folks on hold. We do have a couple of lines open still, though. So give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Get on board. We'll be here to answering your questions for the next hour, taking your phone calls and your emails. If you want to send your emails to us, you can do so in the studio right here, wealthed.com. That's our website. You'll see the link near the top that says Find Your Answer. Go there and type in your question. This hour, as with all the others, brought to you by the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them so much. Maybe you have a question that you want answered off the air, or maybe more importantly, you want to talk to an advisor off the air about your situation. One of the Brain Trust advisors. You can call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. If you want a personalized bucket strategy, the advisors here at Lucia Capital Group will put a bucket strategy together for you. We were talking about this last hour. We did this on the show. We do this for people every single day, and you don't want to do it yourself. They also answer your money questions. 800-644-1150. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, and by pure coincidence, hey, we have the planners here in the studio to help you out right now. Going to take some phone calls, Professor Plum. We will get to some of these emails. I know you had a situation with somebody who had asked you a question about something that was fairly...
Straightforward,
and yet the person that was advising one of our viewers got it incorrect, and so I want to bring that up a little bit later on. But let's take a call or two. John is up first this hour. Hayward, California. John, thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Great show, folks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have an employer-provided HSA where they're putting money in for co-payments and for paying Medicare payments. Okay, the employer is doing this. Ex-employer, rather. You know, I've retired. So my question is, can I increase the amount of the HSA amount?
Now, you mentioned Medicare. Are you currently on Medicare?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Then you are not eligible to contribute to an HSA plan.
I'm not, okay.
Yeah, once you get on Medicare, that basically says no mas contribution to the HSA, you're done.
But the employer has opened a HSA to pay for Medicare and to pay for copays.
Okay, well, that's thank them for it. It sounds more like a flexible savings account more than an HSA, an FSA versus an HSA. HSAs are not allowed. You are not eligible to contribute or... Nobody is allowed to contribute to your HSA if you are on Medicare.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay, John, thank you for the call. Yeah, that's an important point, too, that we haven't talked about a whole lot. But if you're on Medicare, he is on Medicare now, but he is his employer.
His former employer. Now, there must be some kind of a plan in place that allows for retiree health care where they're reimbursing him for medical expenses. So there's some kind of plan in place, but it's not an HSA, but fine. But you're not going to be able to increase the number more than what they're doing.
Yeah, now for most people, their former employers or their current employers are probably not going to be doing this for them.
No, they don't like doing that.
So if they are on Medicare, it's important to note that the HSA is not an option for them.
Right, and if you are on a family plan and one of the individuals becomes eligible for Medicare, then in that month that they become on Medicare, they're not eligible for the family plan anymore. If it's just a husband and wife, now you got to go to a single plan. You go to a different limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got different things going on.
We were talking last hour about HSA's health savings accounts. Maybe you've got questions on those. We can perhaps do a little bit more on that a little bit later on this hour. But let's go next to Ivan in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Ivan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Quick question for Professor.
Okay.
Capital gains versus regular ordinary income tax rates.
Okay.
So if you buy a lot, land, and you hold it for a year without any improvements, and then you sell it, the gain is taxed at capital gain rate, correct?
Right.
Okay. You, same scenario. You hold the land for more than a year. You build a house on it, and then you sell it. How is the capital, or the gain is taxed?
Well, if it's a one-time thing and you, it's not your business, you don't do it a couple times a year, and you're not in that business of building houses and selling them, you can still get it classified as a capital gain. The reality is you should move into it for 2 years and sell it and not pay any tax on the first $250,000 of gain. That way it's even cheaper than capital gains. But if you know, buy a land, build it, and sell it, do it again, build it, sell it, and it's your business, then it'll be treated as business income, including not only ordinary income tax on the net profit, but Social Security tax as well.
Well, we do have regular jobs and they're well-paying jobs, so it's not going to be a business.
Okay, but and this is just a one-time thing. You're not going to do it again.
Well, we do have two lots, so yes. So it's going to be,
You could probably. I mean, this is. I don't know if there's an actual ruling on this. I've heard that you can do two of them, and maybe you do one this year and one next year, or one this year and it takes you another year and a half, 2 years to do the second one, and get capital gain on the majority of it. But if you were to do it, both of them, and sell them both in the same month, it looks more like a business at that point. And so this is a gray area about dealing with it. So I would want to talk with my accountant how they want to do it. And if you don't like the way they're doing it, interview some other accountants. But I believe if you're only doing it one time, or maybe even two, it's an infrequent thing, that it can be a capital gain.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ivan, thank you for the call. I'm glad you asked that question, too. Explain what he's talking about here.
Well, he's talking about owning a capital asset and selling a capital asset. But when does a capital asset that he improves stop being a capital asset and turn into ordinary income?
Yeah, and I don't know that I've seen this come up necessarily.
We saw this a lot more in the, years ago, the early 2000s. We saw this at some point back in the 90s when people were doing this. And there was a number, and I can't remember the exact number, but it was like if you did more than two, I don't know if it was two or more in a year or more than two in a year, then you were in the business of building houses. And if you're in the business of building the house, now it's your business, it's business income.
Yeah.
Versus just having an asset that you happen to approve a little bit, create capital gain in it and sell it. I could buy a car and fix it up and sell it for more than I paid for it, and that's still a capital gain. But if I do that over and over, now I'm in the business of selling cars, and that becomes a business income, and it changes the character from a capital gain to an ordinary income. And I can't remember whether it was two or more than two. Now, if he does one this year and another one next year, or it takes a little bit of time, but I still like the idea of moving into it for 2 years.
Well, yeah, now you're looking at it as a primary residence,
right? And then I don't have to pay gain on the first $250,000 of gain that I show, which is still, and $250,000 tax free is better than $250,000 per owner of capital gain.
Yeah. Plus, you're not really walking any lines here.
Take your time. Build this one, move into it. And while you're moving, now take 2 years to build the second one. And then build the second one and move into it. And as long as there's 2 years, you sell the first one and then live in the next one for 2 years. And both of them become capital gain tax-free up to the limits.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We had a capital gains question from Joanne in Phoenix, Arizona, who is asking this. My husband and I were divorced in 2009. We owned our house jointly, and he lived there after the divorce until his death in February of this year. I'm planning on selling the house, but I have not lived there since 2009. Do I have to pay capital gains taxes?
Well, let's start this again. They were divorced when?
In 2009. They owned it jointly. Now, the husband, I guess, continued to live there after the divorce. He died earlier this year.
And they continued to own it jointly, though. So she owned half of it. He owned half of it.
They did not say that they changed it, so yeah. So now she's going to be selling the house, but she has not lived there since 2009.
Well, the fact that he was living in it, and well, more importantly, the fact that he owned half of it, I'm assuming it was still owned in joint ownership, whether joint tenancy or tenants in common, that's up to, but it's still joint ownership. She owned 50% of it, he owned 50% of it. If the divorce said that he had the right to live in it, and she had to maintain the ownership and let him live in it, then we could potentially get the exclusion on both individuals. Now, we may not need the exclusion that much, but if there was nothing in the divorce, she was just being nice about it, and she's letting him live there, but she owned half of it, then his portion of it received a new basis based on the value at the date of his death. Her side of it does not receive a new basis, and so she would end up paying tax on half of the gain. But if the divorce required her to maintain that house for him to live in, it's going to be treated as she's still living in it. There's a little caveat in there for divorce.
So there's a little. So it really depends on what the divorce decree says in this.
All right. If it was required that if it's part of the divorce was that they maintain that house, maybe he was taking care of the kids, and you know, so she moved out, but she was required to she couldn't sell it, and he was going to live in it because of the divorce. There's a way to use both exemptions, and so she would still get her $250 on that, and he would get the step up in basis
on half. There is a step up in basis.
But if it was just a matter of they never got around to selling it, and there was no requirement that she do that, then she'll pay tax on her half of the gain.
All right, there's your answer. We do have some room on the phones. 877-PLANNER. We'll be taking your calls. We got a lot more emails to get to as well. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back with more 877-PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We talked to you about your money, about strategy, and if you want to email us, you can do so at our website. You should look at our website anyway, WealthEd, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com. There's a Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We've got lines open right now. You can get in touch with us on the phones, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Still have some of the Social Security stuff to get to, which we will, I think, after the bottom of the hour. I did want to cover a couple more emails, though, Professor Rick Plum, so let's move along. Next to Beth in San Jose, California. We're just talking about divorce decrees. Here's one for you. My husband will be giving me a portion of his 401k as part of our divorce settlement. I would like to use a portion of it to pay off a small debt. Should I roll the money into an IRA and then withdraw the amount I need? Is there another way to do this and avoid huge penalties? I just turned 58 this past month.
Well, should you roll it to an IRA and then withdraw the money? No, not unless you're going to wait until 59 and a half to pay off the debt. If you really want to take a little bit out of it now, assuming you're doing this through the divorce with all the proper paperwork, you can take be a qualified domestic relations order, a quadro. You can have them send you a portion of the money that's due to you. You can have them send it to you in cash and roll the rest of it to an IRA. The portion that comes to you in cash is not going to be penalized. Taxable? Yes. But it won't be penalized because it's coming out in incidents of divorce. So if you said, I need $10,000, he's gonna share with me $200,000, or I'm taking my $200,000 due to divorce, but I need $10,000 to pay off some credit cards, have them send you $10,000 and $190,000 to the IRA. $190,000 that goes to the IRA is tax-free. It's a transfer. It'll be your IRA. Now it's your IRA. All the rules, 59 and a half and all that, stay in place. But the $10,000 that comes to you because of the qualified domestic relation order is penalty free. It's just a quirk in the law that you can get money through that system, even though you're not 59 and a half, without a penalty.
Now, this is through what's called a quadro, qualified domestic relations order. How do these work here?
They allow you to split the assets, and this is the legal document that allows a qualified retirement plan to be split in a divorce. Your attorney should help you with it. You should have somebody helping you with that side of it to get it done right, because I've seen it where people try to do things on their own. They say, well, we're just going to, you know, split things up, and I'm going to give you this much of the 401k, and right, you know, you transfer this property over here, and they just do it. And so the individual who has the 401k calls the administrator and says, I need the form to send a check to my soon-to-be ex-wife, and they don't, nobody informs them that they're doing it incorrectly, and they just send them a check.
And then guess what happens?
That's a distribution to the owner of the 401k. And that's a distribution that is taxable to now the owner of the 401k, not to the ex, and it's going to be penalized if you're under 59 and a half. That can become very ugly very quickly.
Yeah, and a lot of times the 401ks or retirement plans are split in divorce settlements.
Oh, it's common.
So, yeah, that's right. So in order for there not to be really any problems penalty-wise.
Cross the T's, dot the I's, do the appropriate paperwork, and avoid the penalties.
Qualified domestic relations order. They are fairly common as well in divorce decrees, especially where there are retirement plans involved. Okay, Daryl in Pasadena, California. By the way, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you've got money questions, we're here till the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER. After losing my job of 11 years, says Daryl, I had some problems paying my bills. In a panic and without much information, I cashed out my profit-sharing account of $71,000 to pay off my debts and to make some mortgage payments. There's still a decent amount left, $47,000, to put into an account to rebuild, but the money has been in my personal account since January. Can I still transfer this money back to a traditional IRA so I'm not taxed on it next April? If not, what can I do to minimize the tax bite?
Well, the first question, can you transfer it back to an IRA at this point? Unfortunately, the answer is no. You had a 60-day time horizon. And since you did this in January, you had 60 days from the date that the check was cut in January. And now that we're well past March, you're not going to be able to legally put the $47,000 back into an IRA to avoid the taxes on that $47,000. So what can you do to minimize it? Well, there's not a whole lot. If you get a new job this year, you can try to max out your contribution to your 401k. Did he say how old he was?
No.
You could get $18,000 maybe into a 401k this year. If you're 50 or more, $24,000. If you're married, maybe you can increase your live off the cash and have your spouse increase their contribution to their tax-deferred retirement account, assuming they have one, 403b, 457, 401k, to try to lessen the impact of the overall taxation on the year. But there's really very little you can do. There's nothing you can do with this money. But there may be ways to increase. You may be able to do a deductible traditional IRA, but maybe not. Depends on your income level, because you were part of a plan for part of this year, even though it was only part of January.
Maybe a week or two, who knows? Yeah.
But you were part of it, and you're either in or out, and this one you were in, so you're subject to the adjusted gross income limits for being able to deduct a traditional IRA. Again, those numbers are different depending upon whether you're single or married. So there's lots of little things, but nothing that's going to take the $47,000 completely away.
How is a profit-sharing account different, if it is, from something like, you know, just a standard 401k or 403b or other retirement plan?
They really don't. In fact, a 401k is actually a subset of a profit-sharing plan. A profit-sharing plan is a retirement plan offered by an employer. It is completely employer-funded. Now, what they did, we've had profit-sharing plans for a long time, and what they did was years ago, back in the 80s, early 80s, they amended the profit-sharing plan to say that we're going to add a component to this that allows the employee to contribute to the profit-sharing plan. That's where we first started getting the 401ks. But it's just basically a retirement account. The difference between the retirement account of a profit-sharing plan and a 401k is, who's putting the money in? Are you putting the money in? That's the 401k side of the house. Is the employer putting the money in? Well, that's the profit-sharing side of this particular plan. There are other plans as well. But it's just a qualified retirement plan.
Yeah, that's all it is. And you mentioned 60 days. There is a rule that allows you to take money out of of an IRA.
Take it out of one retirement plan and put it into another retirement plan. But you've only got 60 days, 60 calendar days to get the money back into a plan, either the original plan or back into an IRA, to avoid the income taxation of that distribution and also the potential 10% penalty if you are in under 59 and a half, or in his case was under 55, or if he didn't turn 55 this year, because he did terminate employment.
Yes.
And so as long as he was at least 55 at any time during this year, even though he might have been 49 when he got laid off, as long as he turned 54 this year, as long as he was 55 sometime in 2015, that distribution he took from the 401k because of the termination of employment this year would not have a penalty to it.
Yes, but assuming he's not, if he's, you know, 48, 47, whatever, some age below 55, there is a penalty issue here as well.
10% penalty, because it's too young. And that's, so I think he's younger than 55. Unfortunately, that means taxes and penalties on the $71,000
and
that was paid out.
Now, he's in California. There are going to be some states.
Oh, California is going to add state income taxes and a state penalty if you're in a penalty situation.
Yeah, yeah.
2.5%.
But I could see that, you know, if you needed some money to make the bills. And,
hey, you got
to
live.
You got to live. You got to do what you got to do. So I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing, but there are going to be some consequences to it. All right, thank you, Daryl. We got more to talk about. 877-PLANNER. Get on board. We have room for you on the phones right now. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security Hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Planner, PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing. You're tuned in to the best money show on planet Earth. I should say that because, hey, I've got an unbiased opinion on it, right? I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. We're here for you every day at this time. Once again, we will not be here on Monday. Monday is a 4th of July holiday, so we'll be taking the three-day weekend. And then next, you know what? Next week, once again, it'll be great, Professor Plum, because Tuesday will seem like Monday. Wednesday will seem like Tuesday. The whole week. It sort of spills over.
Yeah, and then but it's only 4 days. And we'll be ready to take another weekend.
Well, that's what I mean. So it'll be a nice short week. It'll always seem like we're a day behind rather than a day ahead.
Yeah, but the further I go into July, the more my life gets stressful.
Well, okay, all right. Yeah, you got a wedding coming up for one of your kids. This is it, right?
Yes.
We got 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Done.
No more?
1, 2, 3 in the last year.
That's great. It's about timing, my friend. It's about timing. God. All right, let's move along. 877-PLANNER. We have some folks on hold. We're going to take care of everybody. If you're on hold, don't go away. Janet is up next. Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Janet.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. My husband is an independent contractor, and he's been working with a company that allowed him to buy some stock, and then, you know, the company put some money towards it, and now he has an opportunity to sell that stock. So my question is that considered ordinary income? How will that be taxed?
Well, he's an independent contractor, but it sounds like you're either talking about some kind of a retirement plan through employment, which independent contractor doesn't have.
It's not labeled. It's just stock that he bought through the company, and then the company, you know, he had to be vested for so long in order to get the contribution. Well, they didn't call it a contribution. It wasn't called matching stock either. But you know, he got some additional monies. I guess additional shares is what it is through that company.
But this is not part of a retirement plan.
No.
Okay. It sounds like he was an employee, and they had some kind of a stock. Well, I don't know what kind of plan it would
be.
But
he wasn't an employee because he gets 1099 from them.
Okay. And it may have been some kind of an incentive, and you would have to go back to the agreement about how it's going to be done. But if it's an employment incentive, if it's just a stock purchase thing, then that's one thing. His shares should be a capital gain. But if they're giving him stock because of an incentive, that may be classified as an employment, you know, contractual obligation. I know I've seen people that do sales of assets where they're independent of the company, but they're getting, instead of getting paid, they get paid in stock, basically. And the idea is that hopefully they're going to create a big sale and get a big buzz, and the company's going to grow, and the stock's going to grow, and then they can sell the stock. And depending upon how that is structured, in many cases, it's going to be ordinary income. So I would have to go back to the plan and the arrangement that he has with the company of how they structured and why they're giving him shares. If you had told me he's just buying stock, then I would say, well, then that's a capital gain. But the fact that they're giving him stock, I'd want to know why. And is that part, are they giving it to him as a form of a compensation? You know, where they give him this much money, and in addition to the money for making the sale, they give him this much stock. That has a different...
Yeah, I think it's more like the employee incentive that you mentioned, because, you know, if you stayed X number of years, then you got, you know, a little bit more for longer you stayed. And they talk about it as vested. You're vested at this amount.
Yeah, but he's not an employee, so I would want to call the company and find out what their legal and tax opinion is on it.
Okay, that's a great idea.
I'd like it to be capital gain, obviously.
Sure.
You'd like it to be capital gain.
Exactly, because the stock has gone up and there is, you know, yes.
So is it all being held in just a brokerage account that he has?
I believe so.
And if the brokerage account knows nothing about the relationship, where the money came from, well, then the IRS may never know either.
I don't think it's in a brokerage account. I think it's at the company.
Oh, that's different. The company would know what's going on.
Talk to
the company about how they're going to treat it and how they're going to report it.
Good advice.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Janet, thank you for the call.
Yeah, if it was just at a brokerage account, they don't know.
So now he's working for a company, but he's an independent contractor. But it sounds in some ways like there's some employee.
Yeah, but I've seen this a lot in sales where they're dealing with this, where I'm going to pay you, you know, a wage or a commission to sell a product.
Yeah, and you're not an employee.
No, you're a 1099. You decide who you're going to sell to, how you're going to sell it, and you're basically just repping our product as an independent individual.
Yeah.
But part of your compensation is going to be in the form of cash that we're going to 1099 for you on that.
Right, yeah.
And part of it's going to be in the form of stock in this company, because the better job you do, and the better job our sales force does, the better we grow. The more we grow, the more valuable our stock. So we're incentivizing you to really push it and stay with us and continue to sell this product for a long enough period of time. And so there may be a way that they've structured that he paid, you know, the value, the stock that he got may have paid the taxes on the stock when he received it. That would be really nice, because then it is stock and it's capital gain going from here forward. But if there was some kind of, like she said, vesting, they may not have been paying the stock, you know, the price on the stock. I'd want to talk to the company.
Yeah, talk to the company. It'd be nice if they had a brokerage, because the broker may not know what's going on and know what the relationship is.
And I don't want to pay, you know, on that situation. If they're giving me stock, but I'm not allowed to sell it for 5 years, I've got a lot of risk involved, because that's...
Absolutely.
If I pay tax, maybe they give me $10,000 in stock today, and I pay tax on it, but I can't do anything with it.
And
what if the company goes down?
Exactly.
So usually when it vests, I end up picking up the taxation, or I could have been picking up the taxation as it vested, and then... But there's lots of ways that these can be written down.
Oh, and we've seen that, too, where people have owned it, and they say, okay, you can get it in 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, and the stock just plummets. The company goes down.
But usually you're not getting taxed on the non-vested portion until it vests.
Yeah.
And then when it vests, you have the right to sell it. But so it depends on how they wrote it up.
Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Once again, we got some lines open right now. Let's take care of a couple of more emails here. Rye, if I'm saying that correctly, RYE, in Portland, Oregon, wants to know, what is the risk of holding a bond trading at a discount until maturity? Let's say a corporate bond that was quoting 95 is now quoting 70 because of increased concerns about the future of the company.
Oh, there's the risk right there.
The bond was issued at a 4% annual coupon. If I decide to sell the bond, what is my financial result versus waiting until maturity? So
basically what's happening is this bond is trading at less than face value. Let's say it's a $10,000 bond. It's trading right now where I could, at 70, that means I can go buy it at 70% of the face value. So I could buy it for $7,000. But it's still paying 4% on $10,000. So I'm getting a $4,000 payment on what I paid $7,000 for. That's a pretty nice yield. What's the risk of holding it to maturity? Well, the risk is that it doesn't mature. There's some concern about the ability for this company to pay this money back. That's why it's trading at such a low price right now. There's concern. So the risk is that they don't pay you back. The risk is that if you turn around and want to sell it in a week, a year, or whenever before it matures, that the current value, because things have gotten worse at the company, maybe the current value at that point, even though it's closer to maturity, is only 60 or 50. We saw this with General Motors bonds back before they were taken over by the government, where the bonds were trading at 25, 50, and depending upon when they matured, they were either an incredible buy because they matured at full face amount, or between when you bought it and when they matured, the government took it over and they became worthless. So that's the risk. What is going to happen with this company between now and when those bonds actually mature? And will the valuation of it go down? Normally, all things considered equal, the valuation is going to go close to par value the closer it gets to face amount, in this case, the closer it gets to the maturity date. Whether I bought it at a premium or a discount, if it's going to mature in a week, the pricing is going to be right there. But the longer it is, even though the closer I get to it, normally the price gets closer to the value. If there's a bigger concern mm-hmm. about the ability of that company to actually pay it back, the price may go down.
Yeah, that's yield to maturity that we're talking about, which gives you a little bit better idea of what the bond is worth, too.
And if it's if it does not get paid back, that's called losing money. And we don't right. like to lose money.
If it
now, you know, $4,000 or 4% return, you know, in this case, you know, on a 70%, if it does mature, that's a pretty nice holding, but you do have risk.
Well, you do have risk, and I don't know when the maturity is. If it's at 7, if it's trading at 70, or if it's being offered at 70,
it's still got a couple years to go.
You would think. I would
now,
think.
If it's
but
only
if
got
it's only
one
got
year to
six
go,
6 months or something,
you're really worried about the pricing
got a
of that thing.
Big risk. You have absolutely got a big risk because bonds. I mean, bonds. Really, what they do is they're paying you interest only until the end, and at the end, you get a big balloon payment of all your principal back.
Most bonds work that way. Yes.
Yeah, that's how it normally works. It's not like your mortgage where you're putting. You
those
know,
are
normally,
amortized.
Those are amortized, right?
But that's a Ginnie Mae fund. You have to understand how that's working.
Well, that's true. We don't ever get into that. All right, hang on. If you're on hold, I want to put. Let's see. We'll put Marilyn and Scottsdale up next. Marilyn. Just a couple of minutes here. Got to take a break and come back with more. We'll tell you we got some trivia, what's coming up next week. Johnny Bean, Professor Rick Plum, lots to do and only a little time left. Bucket Strategy Investing, we're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
All right. Well, this is a good song.
It's not.
Well, no, this is a good song, but that's okay. But we've broken tradition.
It's not Rod. Not Rod.
That's okay. It's the Beatles. All right. It's a good Beatles
song. It's a good song. That's not the point.
Now, I understand. That's all right. We've had some good music the last couple of days. All right. Coming up. By the way, I should tell you again, Monday, as I said earlier, we're off for the 4th of July holiday. Got a nice long weekend ahead of us.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Lots of barbecue heading our way.
Yes. Well, your way.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Here we go. All right.
It's Friday.
Okay. Here we go.
Now that we can get started.
Is it more official now?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. That would have been it. We were just waiting. We were waiting patiently, and I figured it was just coming up, that break. There it was. Okay. Should we start again on this?
Let's go.
Okay. Now, hey, coming up Monday, we're off for the 4th of July holiday. I'm looking forward to that. It's a great, 4th of July, it's summer. It's the middle of the year. You don't have to buy any presents for anybody, You can have a nice barbecue or you can just hang out. It's warm weather usually, and you have a nice excuse to stay up late and watch fireworks.
Yeah. My sister's in upstate New York, and they have a tornado warning watch out right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have any of that we are, but hey, listen, what's better than that? So 4th of July holiday, we're off Monday. We will be back live on Tuesday, and that means we're going to be talking about another topic, selling your home. That came up a little bit ago with, I think, an emailer and a caller. Maybe it was just the email. Selling your home. What do you do? Not necessarily go through the process of selling your home, but what happens? What happens when you sell your home?
From a taxation standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. You may know that there's an exemption for certain people under certain circumstances where you can exclude up to $250,000 of the gain if you're single. And dig this, $500,000 of the gain if you're married, but you got to meet certain criteria. And those criteria maybe, change a little bit. If, say, your home wasn't always your primary residence, maybe you rented it out.
Vacation house you moved into?
You never know. So anyway, we'll be talking about that coming up on Monday. Some good strategy, and we'll get to a bunch more of your emails. We have another email or two coming up in just a bit. But today's trivia, let's see. This from Raj Chetty at Stanford University.
Okay.
How about that? Yeah. Raj sent us this. Thank you, Raj. From 2001 to 2014, the richest 5% of American taxpayers, based on AGI, saw their life expectancy increase by 3 years. Over the same 14-year time period, 2001 to 2014, the poorest 5% of American taxpayers saw no increase in their life expectancy.
Huh. Now, this study, or a study like this, is one of the things that the U.S. government is using to potentially change something in the Social Security. They're going to change the formula for how benefits are paid out, and they're going to reduce what they want to do. This is not passed. This is just something they're talking about. They want to reduce the benefit paid out. They want to change the formula, which will then reduce the benefit paid out to wealthy individuals, mm-hmm. but not reduce the benefit formula for lower income people, probably because of a study like this that says, well, the lower people aren't getting that much more money anyway, but the higher paid people are living longer, so not only do they get a higher benefit, they're getting it longer than they used to get it, so that's not fair. So they're going to cut the higher benefits.
Are you talking about on the full retirement age portion of it?
No, they're talking about changing the formula. They're talking about taking the formula and changing it to a lesser formula.
Yeah, it was here somewhere.
So that they're not going to get as much if your income, now I don't know how they're going to do this, but if your income is over a certain level, then they're going to cut the formula and they're going to cut the benefit. Because they figure, well, you're living longer, and therefore we need to take the same amount of money and stretch it out over a longer period of time, whereas the lower paid individuals did not get the same corresponding increase in life expectancy. We can continue to pay them because it's going to pay out the same way it was before.
Yeah, we get into that a little bit more. We didn't get a chance to cover that this hour, but we'll maybe talk more about that on Tuesday if we have time, because there are some proposals on this that are really whack. I mean, wacky just beyond belief.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to solve a problem that, in my opinion, only exists because they
want to
made
a
laws. They made laws that create that problem.
Yep.
Right? Exactly.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, let's move along. We got Marilyn back. Okay, Marilyn and Scott said we just got a couple minutes. Hi, Marilyn. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I have been buying gold and silver for like 30 years. Now, if I sell some of that, how is that taxed?
It's taxed as it's a kind of a capital gain, but it has a potential higher rate than normal capital gains do. It's going to be taxed as a collectible, so it's kind of like ordinary income. But up to the 28% bracket. But if you were to sell $1 million worth of gain in that, it wouldn't go up into the 39.6 bracket. It would be capped at 28%. So it is a pseudo capital gain, but it's the collectible rates, which are a little bit higher.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you. Glad we got that question in.
We hope you've got a lot of, and if she's been buying it for 30 years, she's probably got some pretty good gain in it. I mean,
they consider that collectible.
Yes.
I mean, like what? Like art and things like that?
Yes.
It's a specific category where I don't remember how art comes in this collectible art, but owning these things in your IRA creates a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, you don't own collectibles for the most part inside of an IRA. You can own gold inside of an IRA if you have the right custodian, and it's just going to be ordinary income when it comes out anyway, so we don't gain or lose anything there. There are different, collectible issues. That's, you got to be careful with what you're buying inside your IRA you're playing with collectibles.
So the taxation levels are different for something like gold and silver than it is for some other type of asset.
Right, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. To me, it's just a capital asset. It's like buying raw land.
Yeah, it never made sense to me either.
But for whatever reason, gold is placed into a different area. Now, in reading the prospectus of many of the gold ETFs,
exchange-traded funds,
fund, they try very hard to have it be treated as a capital investment in the ETF, even though the ETF is buying gold underneath of it. And so they're trying very hard to avoid that gain being treated as a collectible gain.
Meaning what?
It'll get capital gain treatment.
Who's trying to do that?
The ETF fund is trying to do that. So
they can
can attract capital gain investors.
So they can say, okay, you're going to have a lower capital gains.
I don't think they can guarantee
rate.
It, but so far they've been able to achieve it.
Oh, I didn't know that was. Has that been a movement, been afoot for a long time, or what?
Since we started using gold mutual funds, ETFs, and things like that.
I'm not a big fan of owning these metals anyway, personally. If it doesn't pay a dividend, you got to store it somewhere. It's a real hassle.
And that's why people have moved over to the ETF or the mutual fund side of it, where they buy precious metals inside of a commoditized paper, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it also takes away some of the ability, some people buy gold because of the shield. They can hold on to it.
They can hold on to it so when the apocalypse happens,
they can
ready.
Take it and buy cabbage
of
with
course.
It.
Of course, yeah. Like that's going to work. Okay, we're out of time. If you need the brain trust, talk to any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group off the air at 800-644-1150. You need help with this stuff, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.